Okay, let's start from, I believe we're up to Halacha Beis, page Nun Ches, the first page. That's where we got up to. Hoylech L'Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, we're up to Hoylech L'Dvar Mitzvah. On page Nun Ches. A person is allowed to travel within 3 days of Shabbos, Al Hayam, if it is L'Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, Hoylech L'Dvar Mitzvah, Hoylech L'Dvar Mitzvah, Be'er Shabbos, Kedin, Hoylech, base, it's a halacha base, the Sh'onim Mitzionim on the bottom, on page Nun Ches, Hoylech L'Dvar Mitzvah, Hoylech L'Dvar Mitzvah, Be'er Shabbos, Kedin, Hoylech L'Dvar Rishus, Kimmel Yom Kodim Shabbos. The two are equivalent. Whatever you are allowed to do on Wednesday, I'm sorry, on Tuesday, Wednesday, you already have to take into consideration Shabbos. You can do on Friday, Erev Shabbos, if you're going L'Dvar Mitzvah. Holich L'Dvar Rishus, for a matter that's not a mitzvah, has which is permitted to be done on Tuesday and before, is equivalent to whatever you can do then, you can do the same thing when you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, Erev Shabbos. Ayin Mizeh B'Shnabura, okay, Ayin B'Ramo, the Gimel Yom Kodim HaShabbos Mutafilu Im Yodeh Sheyitztorech L'Chal Shabbos B'Nisiyos. He explains that if you're traveling on Tuesday, even if you know that you're going to have to be mechallel Shabbos, you're going to come to a matzah of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, and you yourself, it's an amazing afilim yodeh sheyitztorech lechal Shabbos b'nisiyaso v'chei it's mutter to travel on Tuesday. I'm going in a boat. I'm going to travel across the Atlantic. I'm leaving on Tuesday, and I know that when it comes Shabbos, I'm going to have no choice but mechallel Shabbos. It's mutter. Okay, people use this idea going. Let's say go to a medical school. Are you allowed to go to medical school? So going to medical school will result in you're gonna have to 4 years down the line, you'll finish your schooling. You're gonna have to start residency. Residency, it's very hard to get a Shomer Shabbos residency. So and most of the time, okay, today, so let's assume that you're not going to get a Shomer Shabbos residency, you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. So how are you allowed to even enter into medical school knowing that 4 years, 5 years down the line, you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos? What are you going to do? I'm not thinking about it now. Same idea. Right now, I'm going to the medical school. It's going to come to a point where I'm going to be in a situation where I'm going to be presented with pikuach nefesh for Jews and non-Jews and so on and so forth. That is not current. That is not in front of me now. It's just like you're allowed to travel on a ship on Tuesday, even though you know for a fact that in 4 days from now you're going to be in a situation with Mechal Shabbos. That's one of the heterim. The Gimel. However, not everyone is so generous. The Mogen Avram disagrees with the Mechaber and the Ramah. Okay, he's machmen. He goes, if you know for a fact that on Sunday, even on Sunday, you know that's going to come a point in time that even Mechal Shabbos, he holds you're not allowed. Vafilu Dvar Mitzvah. Period. But I am Rish Nabura, the Mechalik ben Holech alayam besvino, loholech beragla bayabosha, the besvino yesh that settle hakel, afil gam, bilamata measara mishum, even less than 10 tfach, mishum, the biyam have a tchumim rak midrabanan. He talks about another issue of tchumim, afilu yud beis mil mash enkin, bayabosha, beim yodea shalo yis. Yisratzu lishvois lo yelich imam. But going by Bosh, the Mishnah basically he makes a pshara between, if you know you're mechal Shabbos, are you allowed to? Not allowed to. If you're going by sea, by boat, it's mutter, because the main chil Shabbos he seems to be saying is the chil Shabbos of traveling chutz litchum. You're traveling more than 2,000 amos from your tchum. That is only a real problem when you're traveling on land, because when you're traveling on land, and you're less than 10 tefachim off the ground. But when you're traveling by boat, then the boat we learned last week is not dumb l'dig l'midbar. There's no problem of tchum Shabbos. So then you can be maker like the Mechaber Ramah, and you're allowed to travel even though you know you're going to Mechal Shabbos, specifically in this regard of...
If you're going by land, you have to stop for Shabbos.
Yeah, but let's say you're going with people who are not going to stop. You're going with people, but they're not going to stop. You're trapped. You're part of a caravan. You're part of a caravan where you have no choice. You have to go with them. So then you have no. So then he that's machlat's the machlak the nafkamina.
Did you leave it? You left.
No. So he's saying that's machlakis. The Morgan Avram is more machmir than the Machaber and the Rambam. The Morgan Avram says if you're traveling on Sunday, you're going with the caravan. You're leaving on Sunday, and this caravan is going to take a month across the desert, and the people that are in charge are the goyim, whoever they are, they're going, and you can't stop in the middle. It's a pikuch nefesh. You can't just stop when they stop, and they're not going to stop for you. When it comes Shabbos, they're going to continue traveling, and you have no choice but to travel along with them. So you're putting yourself in a situation where you know in advance you're going to bechal Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you can, you should be machmer like the Magen Avraham. But if you're traveling on a boat, you're traveling on a boat.
You shouldn't go.
L'chatchila. You shouldn't go. What?
You can't go anywhere.
So you should go, you should figure out a way to go. I don't know, every situation, obviously.
It took you at least 12 days over the...
No, so you went to the Jewish caravans, they stopped. So in Echnami, so if you have a choice between going with a Jewish group who's going to stop a Shabbos and going with a group that's not Jewish... He's discussing a situation. He says,
"If you have to be over, you don't have to do anything. You're still over on the
course." That's the im yodeh shelo yisratzu lishpois. They're not going to want to rest.
Right.
The people that you're traveling with have made a decision in advance. Lo yelech imam. Don't go with them.
When they come to Shabbos, that's when you stop.
No, don't go with them on Sunday. Yeah, don't go with them lechatchila on Sunday. Don't go with them because you know in advance that you're going to be put in a situation.
So you can come and go till Friday and then you stop it.
You can't stop in the middle of the desert. You can't stop all alone in the middle of the desert. Don't go with them. So don't go on this trip. Lo yelchimam, period. Don't go. No, that's what he's telling us, that it's not so simple. Even though the Mechaber Ramah says that on Sunday and Monday you're allowed to go, you don't have to ask questions. But Mechaber Ramah says Sunday you can leave, even though you're going with a group of people that you are 100% positive. They made it very clear to you that when it comes Shabbos, they're not stopping. They don't care. They're not stopping. You want to stop, so you commit suicide. You can stop. But they're not stopping. The Mechaber Ramah says, go with them. Gesunde hate. You're not mechuyev to worry about what's going to be Shabbos. Right now it's Sunday. Sunday you can travel with this group of people, even though you don't want to come Shabbos, they're not going to want to stop. The Morgan Avraham says, I disagree, and I hold that no. Even though it's Sunday, it's not yet Wednesday. You're still not allowed to go if you know in advance that they're going to travel on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says if the only issue is tchum issue, if they're going to be doing all the malacha, you're not going to be doing any malacha. You're just going to be sitting in the wagon doing nothing, twiddling your thumbs. And the only issue is an issue of malacha. What would be the malacha? The malacha will be going outside tchum Shabbos, traveling more than yud beis mil on Shabbos, according to most poskim, is an iser deoraisa. Al yetzei ish mimil koymoi. It's a loisa. I say there's no skill, but it's a loisa. It's a malacha. So the Mishnah Berurah is mechal like between when should you be machmir like the Magen Avraham and not travel on Sunday with such a group? Only when you're traveling on land. But if you're traveling by boat and you're traveling on water, according to all opinion, most opinions, there's no tchum on the yam. So then there's no issue. Then lechatchila you can follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Rambam. The ayin b'shulchan sam sofer. The also lisabim misil sabarzel. What about going on a train? Are you allowed to travel Amtrak? Get an Amtrak on Friday afternoon, and it's going cross country from New York to Los Angeles. Over from, or you can get in Friday afternoon, that's going to arrive there. I don't know how long does it take. It takes, what, how long?
3 days?
Yeah.
Really?
3 days.
Wow, okay, so you got to go on a train. So he holds that it is usur. What?
Even with Bar Mitzvah, we're talking.
No, Dvar Mitzvah, well, if you know the this is called Chol Shabbos. Okay, it doesn't say. I do not know. It doesn't say. Let's go further. I am Olam Lohil. Another Pesach. Be'echah Shah, he writes a Linsab Rusia Lebesio. You want to travel to Russia Lebesio. And Asil Nimshechas B'Shiva Yamim. Okay, the train ride was 7 days. The Yuchrach Linsoya Gam B'Shabbos. Alam Asil Sabarzel. And the train would pass on Shabbos. They would travel. On Shabbos, and that you can't get a ticket. There's no tickets where they're going to stop, where you can get off at a town. That's the way it is. You want to go? It's a 7-day trip by train, and you don't get off. What's the halakha? Hashem lahatir mibnei d'tchumin d'rabbanon. He passed in the sefer Malam al-Khayil that tchumin b'chlal he holds is not a deraisa. Traveling more than yud beis mil on Shabbos is only a din deraisa. V'afil aram on the tzur yud beis mil deraisa zedavka b'rishus haram gemura. That's only when you're traveling through a rishus haram gemura, like in the desert. There were 600,000 people, so then traveling outside the machaneh, that would be a deraisa. Well, you don't less than rishus haram gemura. You're traveling there in Russia on the trains, obviously that's not from the Raisa. Kamasha Kosav, Hagoyin Rab Zalman. Ein Isrit Chum de Raisa, Udvar Mitzvah Mutu, Lotzeis, Lafil Be'er of Shabbos. No, in this specific Tshuva, by the Malam Elohim, he's talking about Dvar Mitzvah. V'hoch Na'ami Dvar Mitzvah, L'nsel Be'eso. He's general, he look what he says. I told you this last week. Almost every situation you'll come up with an excuse that it's a Dvar Mitzvah. And here he says, why is he traveling home? He's traveling home to be mechanech his children. So what greater mitzvah is there than that? V'hoch Na'ami Dvar Mitzvah, L'nsel Be'eso, L'gad L'banof, L'Torah. Ash, Dechachil Tzorech L'l Even though if you can, you should make arrangements, they should stop. So basically he's saying over here, very big leniency, that if you're going to travel, first of all, when it's more than 3 days, there are many coolers that you can combine. Number one, if it's more than three, first of all, it's a Dvar Mitzvah, that's one kula. Number two, if it's more than 3 days before Shabbat, it's another kula. Even if you know for a fact that you're going to have a problem, Bizman Hazet, Tchumim is Dirabana. Many places can hold. First of all, you're traveling on all the water, on the ship, you're traveling across the Atlantic over Shabbos, that's certainly a reason to be making, because the ship, because the water is certainly, that's not a tchum. There's no tchum on, there's no issur tchum in traveling over the Yud Beis Mil on water. Even if you're traveling by train over dry land, since you're not traveling in a real Rishus HaRabim, you're traveling in a Carmelist, that's also not a tchum d'raisa. So when you put all of these things together, you have many reasons, many grounds, and certainly if you can find an excuse why your travel is a Dvar Mitzvah, it's for my health. I have to go to the Swiss Alps. What?
That's why people can do mitzvah.
Shluchei mitzvah einam nizakid. I don't know. Okay, could be. All right, you go mitzvah. You also have a Dvar Mitzvah. So you obviously you're putting together all of these things together. Maybe one on its own would not be enough. People who are trained to paskin halachas, to go to rabbi school, not snicha. Snicha, you don't learn anything practical. You learn how to learn. You learn the other day, you learn the issues. But then you go to a rabbinic training course where they teach you, you train, you really only a shimush. You have to sit in the bezdin. People, a lot of Talmidim, they, in YU, in Ritz, the real training is they sit with Rav Shachter and Rav Belsky in the OU. Rav Belsky is there, I think, for a day and a half. Rav Shachter is there at least for 1 day. They're there the entire day. And all of the RCs, rabbinical coordinators, they come in and they ask them all of the shilas that have come up through the entire week. And they paskin. And once they're there ready, people come with all different shilas from across the world, nothing to do with kashrus. They come with all different issues. And these lucky smicha students, they sit in the room with Rabbi Belsky and Rabbi Shachter they sit there and they just listen to the conversation. And if they have a good relationship with these people, they actually ask, they're passing the shilas, they're telling them, here are the issues, ABC, this is how you pass it. And this is the real training. So here you're just giving obviously a little bit of illustration is that many times in halacha, one thing alone is not enough. One thing alone, it's a Dvar Mitzvah, that's not enough. But when you want to combine with it other issues, that it's also only you're traveling over water. So water is not a Tchum D'Raisa. Or you're traveling on Wednesday. I'm not traveling Erev Shabbos. I'm traveling on Tuesday. I'm not thinking about Shabbos. So when you're able to combine many different things together, that's all very common in a Shiloh Tshuva Sefer. If you ever read the Shiloh Tshuva Sfarim, they always come to the conclusion that in this instance, since we have this and this and this and this and this, even though one by itself or two by itself would not be enough of a reason to be lenient, in this case we combine all them together, we can be lenient. So here at least, obviously today everything is very different. You travel by plane, travel by boat, travel by all these things. These shilohs are very complicated. And also today, all the trains, is it when you're traveling, where are you traveling? There's another shaila. When you're traveling on a train, you're traveling above 10 tefachim, no question about it. So does it depend on where you're actually sitting, or do it depend where it's mechuber? The train is mechuber l'karka. It's not always mechuber l'karka. Sometimes even the tracks are elevated above the ground, wherever the situation. So does it depend upon where you're sitting, or does it depend upon where the train is anchored, is based? That's another issue which place can deal with. So you have many different reasons to be lenient. People travel on Shabbos.
It's mashma here. I think I'm wrong, but it's mashma that
you think you're wrong, yeah.
Mitzvah, yeah. You should be able to go on a plane Friday.
You know, it seems that you can. That's what
so
it does
let's
seem.
Let's say we have these guys from Lakewood who are late coming home Friday, but they're going to their home. That's a Dvar Mitzvah, the Chanuch the Yilodim. And they get stuck on Shabbos. The bus driver is...
Well, when you get stuck on Shabbos, Ruba, the Psak is keep on driving.
Right.
If you're on the Garden State Parkway...
So they came out with these new chumas that you have to leave 4 hours or 5 hours...
I don't know any chumas, there's no chumas, it's just a good advice. Good advice. But people, very, very often in the winter time, when it's bad weather, it's not so uncommon to hear the Shiloh, where people call, they're stuck, and the Rabbanim told them, keep on driving. Just keep on going, don't stop. I know there was a shul here in this neighborhood a couple of years ago where someone made a bar mitzvah, middle of the winter, made a bar mitzvah or in a fancy hotel upstate in the middle of the winter on an early Shabbos, and invited the whole shul and all these, and everyone was driving there Erev Shabbos, and more than half of the guests were still on the road. And they called the hotel, and the Rav, their personal Rav, was there. And the Rav of the Baal Simcha, and he told them, just keep on driving, keep on going, don't...
Yeah, keep on driving.
Don't stop in the Garden State Parkway. Okay, so that's a different story. So we go to a motel.
The story when the... last year, was it? Or is it when the... There was some accident or construction on the Palisades on Friday, and the traffic was stopped. They had like a big chaylim in Rockland County, maybe Square, that told all the people they spoke to pull out to this certain motel, and they sent the goyim with the whole Shabbos. You had 40 people staying in the hotel, and the goyim came, I think, right after...
Pick them up.
No, they
food. It's very nice. That's very nice. Okay, you need a major organization that's able to pull this off in a short notice. Achiezer can do this. Achiezer can do this. You need such an organization that has the power to.
Keep on driving.
Every situation is obviously very different. The worst situation is weather. When there's a snowstorm, that's a sakana. Tzmamish sakonis nefashos. If it's not a matter of weather, it's a matter of it's a nice, beautiful day, and you're stuck on the road, and you can go pull into a motel, and you can buy some candy in the vending machine. So then, not every rav is going to be so generous to tell you you can keep on driving on Shabbos. When you're having a snowstorm and it's 20 degrees outside, it's a whole different ball game.
Really, it's a whole different.
It means go all the way to the hotel. Keep on driving means pull into the parking lot. Pull into the parking lot of your hotel. And don't close the engine. We'll get a guy to close the engine for you, but you can actually drive into the parking lot. So if you're going to freeze in the car, then you can open the door also. You do a kalach hayat. You pull into the parking lot.
Or you lower down the rheostat on the light all the way down before you open the door.
Or you do a kalach hayat.
Not to do that.
You do it kalach hayat.
You didn't open the light yet.
Or you open the light while you're still driving, you turn on all the lights. Turn on the lights while you're still driving. Well, you turn on the lights. So, but when you open the door, all the dashboard, the door lights are going to go on. Today, all the cars are so high tech; it's not possible to do anything today. Let's do a halacha gimel. What?
And a similar thing. Erev Shavuos, I was stuck on the road, back to my parkway.
Yeah.
I came into the house. Not Erev Shavuos, Erev Pesach.
Can't wait.
Hours late.
After.
I was told, Rabbonim, keep on driving.
Keep on driving. Okay.
Hundreds of people were stranded.
Also, there are children. There are many different factors in every situation, but you very commonly hear in the winter, where people are in this situation, and they'll tell you, I called up my rabbi, and my rabbi told me I should keep on driving all the way into the parking lot, all the way to the very end.
What happens if you leave the gas station?
Go to the gas station, fill it up.
Pay
your house, so they can give it to you for free. Yeah, so take out your credit card, and you if you can minimize, you can tell someone there to do it for you, kol hakavod. If you are lying there and then you see no one's going to help you, then you have a wife and children in the car, and every moment really counts in the severe weather. A lot of these malachas only midrabbanan, these are not malachas, a lot of these are not midrabbanan, so many of these malachas, so you do kol hakayad, you put in the card kol hakayad, and no one should ever know from such situations. Halacha Gimel. Look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Now it goes into a whole very interesting discussion. This discussion gets into Shabbos elevators. This triggers upon some of the hetim of Shabbos elevators. Let's see. If you're traveling on a sfin on a boat, Rubam Yisrael, most of the people on the boat are Jews. Also, the Kanes Bab Besachim Ol Yam, he holds that you're not allowed to go on a boat within 3 days. Lifnei Hashabbos, Besachim. Why? The Ha Hanochim Oiskim BeHaylochas Hasfinu BeShabbos BaAvur HaYisraelim. It's Amiru LaAkum. The Yesh BeZeh Isur Gomor. We have spent a lot of time learning that you're not allowed unless it's a you have special reasons to do so. Generally speaking, when you're going for your own pleasure, it's not a mitzvah. Amiru la'akum is a very big problem. Amiru la'akum is a zilzal in Shabbos. It's a shluchoy shel adam kimaisai and violates v'daber davar. Now, when you're going in the boat before Shabbos, there's no v'daber davar, because I'm not saying one word on Shabbos. I already told the guy, he made my arrangements before Shabbos. So what's the problem? The problem is zilzul of Shabbos. Malach, I see that the goyim are doing malach on my behalf on Shabbos. And also, shluchoy shel adam kimosa. Now, if you're in a boat with most of the passengers are non-Jews, they're not doing it for me, they're doing it for the other people. So it's not they're not my agents, and the zilzul anyway is not being done for me, it's being done for someone else. But if the majority of the passengers are Jews, then you have to say they're doing it for the majority, and you have a serious problem. So the ayin, I'm not sure who this is. No, that's, I don't know if that's very sure. That's from Mishnai, someone else. Okay, the shakosav the besfino shebezamanenu av shemavir eish. So even though if you go that Bizman Hazeh, the boats, the problem is they seem like he's referring to coal, the old ships. Steam, so they would burn. So there's a mamish a shail of havara. They heat up the engines, and in order to move the boats. So they're doing amalacha deraisa being mavir, and they're doing it. The majority of the people on the boat are Jews. He held it smut. Vashla mayim b'shabes al das sheyisu imo yisraelim v'yakum b'yachan mutar li yisrael leirid b'soich b'shabes. A Jew is allowed to go because she can't shvus meir of Shabbos. Kevin sheakum reitz alav yanoshim gam yisham lekan v'tzorch b'al karchach lisa l'sham. They have to make a return trip, even though the majority of the passengers in this direction are Jews and were traveling on Shabbos, but they're anyway going there. Why are they going there? Because they have to pick up non-Jews passengers to take them back in the opposite direction. So even though it may very well be true that they're going in this direction, the majority of the people they're transporting are Jews, but since the way back, they anyway have to go there to be available, to be in that location, to make the connecting flight, to take the people, to should be present, to take the goyim who are traveling backwards. So we consider the trip forward to be also a daite of a goy. From there backwards, they have to be there. Let's say there'll be an empty, let's say there'll be no Jews. No Jew is going to be aboard the boat. They're still going to travel in that direction. It's part of the route. This is what the boat does. From this Shuvitz Mashman, even if the majority at this particular time is Jews, anyway, the boat's going on a bus. I want to go, and you have to go. A person wants to go on a bus and shops in Boston. Some people make use of this. They travel on the T. Is that what it's called? The T. So they have a system worked out where you have to pay one way. You don't have to pay. They let Orthodox Jews, if I'm not mistaken, they go on the train. What we call the subway. What's it's above ground? What's it called? What's it called?
The L?
Not the metro. That's in Washington.
Boston.
What's it called? Above ground. You go on. I think it's whatever. You go, but there's a subway.
It goes into the train.
It runs on the street. It runs all over. It runs around in Boston. So there was at one point in time people wanted to travel on Shabbos. Are they allowed to go on this trolley? We call it a trolley.
Yes.
It's operated by by cables, and it's operated by a non-Jew. There's a driver. I'm assuming the person who's driving the train is not Jewish. So of course, you got to swipe your Metro card. So they had some system worked out where you didn't have to swipe the Metro card. They let Orthodox Jews. There are only a few. How many? Not that many Orthodox Jews in Boston. They somehow let them. That wasn't an issue. The only issue is actually sitting in the trolley and traveling on Shabbos. So many poskim said it's mutter. It's no different than going in a Shabbos elevator. It's mutter. Let's say you're the only one. Right, you're going late at night. It's Friday night, late at night. The weather is not too great, and you get on the train. And guess what? You and your friends, they're coming back from shul. You want to hear a good drasha. You get back from shul, and you're the only ones. So the guy who's driving the train is driving only for you. Exactly what he says. So he has to stop. Does he have to stop anyway? That's right. So he has to stop specifically for you. Okay. He has to stop. He has to open the doors for you.
Stop. What about buses?
Same thing.
Where they just go around. There's no charge, and they will stop at every stop.
It's the same exact thing. Exactly the same exact thing. So therefore, he's saying, are there any way you're going to do it? But you're saying it's not exactly because they have to open the door for you. Let's say you're the only ones on the train, they're going to open the door for you. You're right, I don't know. So you're right. The case
could be easier because everything was mechanical.
Now it's electronic. So in the case of the ship, when the ship docks, there's no malachi. Get off the ship. Who's stopping you? No one's doing anything special. When you're going on a train, they're opening doors specifically for you. Maybe it's more of a problem. I don't know.
What about getting on and off?
They have to open the
doors. They do. The train, the anywhere you used to take it. What's it called?
I think it's the T.
The T.
40 years.
Yeah. Okay. It's not as modern as, not nearly as modern as the subway. The subway in New York City is ultra modern compared to the. Sometimes, right? It's all over. It's the whole Boston is not so big. It goes back to the whole. Brooklyn, right? Yeah. So the Evshah, so therefore he just makes his point that even in a situation, another thing to keep in mind, that even in a situation where the train is, the majority of the people on the train are Jews, since anyway this is part of the route of the train, it's okay. The Evshah Lefarish, the Gam, okay. The Evshah Lefarish, the Gam, the Rehah Goyin, Evshah Mezalman Nami, the Chavanos, the Al Svina Yechidah, She'ena, Me'am Shola, Lisa, B'chol Yom Kedarka. Now, Evshah Mezalman, that was. It's even if it's a private ship, since the person has to go, since the boat has to go there anyway, so it's not necessarily awesome. Now here he says very interesting. Vinei Masha Kosa Vatifaris Yisrael. Lahatu Hechad, the Holochas Asfina Belavha Yisraelim Luchurit Sorachi. Now here's a very interesting point. This is, he's now introducing us to a concept. Again, the practical application of the halacha obviously has changed quite a bit since the time it was written, but the concept is eternal. Here's the concept. He says there's a problem. What's the problem? Because now that on the ship, even though you're right, let's say he's only minority, let's say 51% are non-Jews, 49% are Jews, but you have to burn more fuel for the minority. Even though they're only a majority of 49%, the captain of the boat, he has to produce more smoke, more steam. Let's focus on the Iker Heter, case where it's never a problem, where the majority of the passengers are non-Jews, and you're hopping aboard, and they're not doing anything special for you, so he's doing it for the majority of the non-Jews. That's not true. Every single person adds more weight to the boat. Every bit of more weight requires more steam. More steam requires more fuel. More fuel requires more Havara. So by you being there, you're causing it to do more Malacha. Shabbos elevator. Okay, and the technology keeps on changing. You have to be very careful. You have to know what you're dealing with. You have to be a real expert. But in the olden days, I don't know how it is today, but in the olden days, they would claim the heavier the elevator, the more electricity needs to operate. The old elevators. I don't know what.
No, that was not true.
It was never true?
It was never true.
You sure?
The guy came once to Mahba that if you stood next to air conditioning, because you're blocking the flow of air,
it's working harder.
You tried to do a whole
nonsense, right?
Engineering said it was baloney.
Baloney. And the elevators?
Same thing. The motor needs a minimum amount.
Doesn't make a difference on the weight. Okay. I remember.
It's changed because today the problem is not the elevator. The problem is the whole problem with the elevator is that it comes right at each floor its level.
Yeah.
So the biggest tire of inventing the elevator, they had elevators 500-600 years ago. The problem is to make sure that it stops.
Yeah.
So there were all kinds of gizmos, mechanical switches, mercury, to see that it was straight.
So the heavier you are,
It goes up a little, down a little to adjust. Today it's all electronic, so because of the electronic, each little ounce or gram
makes a difference. Okay, so today became a problem.
It's very
complicated. But this is the idea. This is a very interesting concept. You have a situation where because you have added more weight to the boat, and it's certainly true when it comes to a plane. No, this is certainly true today. On a plane, the heavier the plane, the more fuel it takes. Today, you know what they're doing on planes today? They're taking out all the seats. They've already done this.
But they filled the capacity.
But they're putting in the material. The seats are being made from this high-tech plastic, which weighs very little. Every pound they can shave off. You know that in the cockpit, I saw this online, in the cockpit they used to have, it's by law, they have manuals. In case Chas Hashem, there's an emergency, the manuals are like the size of this bookcase.
They got rid of it.
Can you imagine? In the cockpit, right. That's how many manuals there are. Unbelievable.
They
still have a shell. But the manuals that no one ever touched, they're full of dust. Because hopefully there's never an emergency. But in case of an emergency, by law, you have to have the manual so the pilot has plenty of time, like a coiler, right? An emergency. We're going down. We only have we only have 2 minutes until we hit we crash. But it's a coiler. I have a whole Shulchan Aruch. They got a manual to learn about to figure out what to do. So today, do you know how much fuel it takes to carry these manuals every single day for the lifetime of an airplane, 30 years? Do you know how much fuel it takes? We're talking about hundreds of thousands of gallons of gasoline, of jet fuel, and it adds up astronomical amount of fuel. What a waste. They replaced it with A little iPad. Not just an iPad. An ultra-slick, high-tech iPad, which weighs almost nothing. And you can just finger your way to find anything that you want. You save fuel. So what do you learn from that? Every little pound on an airplane takes a fuel. So if you're a passenger on an airplane on Shabbos, you are causing the engine to burn more fuel. Is that a problem? So he's presenting, maybe even if you're the minority, on the airplane there is 99 non-Jewish passengers. You're only one, you're a minority. But still, since additional amount of fuel being burned on your behalf, is that a halachic problem? So look at this fascinating answer. So therefore, his question over here is: Harbas Avar Hayish Hashiyu Lo Harbe Ki Da'im Ken Marbe B'Shilam VeAfilu Mishram Hayim Uvotim VeZeh Aser Kamashu Kasev Shulchan Aruch. That's Aser. VeZeh Echad MeHatayim Shaser That Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak Paskin that Lisa Alakron Sachashmolis B'Soch Iyer. In his day, on some type of electronic type of trolley, shagam she'ein sham isur tuchumen. Even though there was no isur tuchumen in his day, whatever the situation was, the more people on the train, on the trolley, the more electricity. So there was a problem. V'nira li, look what he says in the Tiferes Yisrael, incredible chiddush. V'nira li, now is it the Tiferes Yisrael, or this is the Rabbi Brown speaking? I'm not even sure. I think this is Rabbi Brown speaking. V'nira li, al pi mashakosav maharama. The im mile ha'akum mayim me'rishus. He gives the example in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a guy fills up water me'rishus ha'yachid ve'hevi derech rishus ha'rabim l'tzorech ha'yisrael mutar lehanos menu. Let's say the guy actually does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. This is the problem. Me'uliyakum. He takes water from a rishus ha'yachid and he brings it into the rishus ha'rabim. So the guy has done a malacha de'oraisa b'shvil yisrael. Is the Jew allowed to benefit from this his labor? The answer is yes. Why? Mutar lehanos menu. Sins, because the Jew didn't need the malacha. I could have gone if I wanted into the Rishus Hayachid. Where is the water? Where did the water originate? A bucket was in the Rishus Hayachid. I had access. I have the keys. No keys. I could walk in. The guy just wants to make it easy for me. So the way he makes it easy, he brought it from the Rishus Hayachid to the Rishus. He did a malacha deraisa.
Without me asking,
but he still did it for me. He's still, I am still going to be deriving benefit from the malacha that was done on my behalf, which is the violation of Amir.
You ask someone to bring you the newspaper, and he decides to go on a bike, a motorcycle. Who asked him to take the
malacha? So he's doing the malacha, so am I allowed to derive benefit? So the answer is yes, because I could have had the same benefit without him doing the malacha. It's true, I'm having benefit, but I could have had the same benefit without him doing the malacha, so it's mutter. So that's... I could have done walked into the Rosh Hashanah and taken the water on my own. Even though I would have to do it myself, I would have to walk a couple of more distance. It's not called a Hano because I could have done it myself. So here he says a chiddush. V'imk, now it is not always practical what he says, but look what his situation. Himk, hachinami b'svino. You have a ship. Okay, let's focus on the case at hand, a ship. And the ship, they need to burn a certain, let's say, a gallon of fuel to get across the river. If there is only 90 people on board, and you burn a gallon of fuel, it will take 30 minutes to cross the river. But if there are 10 Jews aboard, you eat it from 90 to 100, the ship is heavier. You can get across with the same gallon of fuel, but it's not going to take 30 minutes. It's going to take 45 minutes. But the guy doesn't want to sit in traffic, doesn't want to wait, he wants to go fast. So he's going to add more fuel because there are 10 more Jews on board. The boat is heavier. He's adding more fuel. He's adding more fuel in order to maintain the speed of 30 minutes. But if you would not add that more fuel in this particular situation, how you would adjust and adapt, every case is different, but if you would not use the same amount of fuel, the same degree of havara, they would reach their destination, it would just take 15 minutes longer. They would have to travel slow because of the increased weight. So it would travel a bit slower with the same amount of fuel. Now that he does more, now that he's adding more fuel, and he's adding more on behalf of the Jews, now we'll travel its desired speed of one of getting there within half an hour. It's not considered the benefiting from the of Chilul Shabbos. Because you could have had the same, you could have reached your destination even if he did not do anything special on your behalf.
He's talking with a miyud of Israel.
This talk with a miyut, yes, a miyut. So then he says there's a problem, but then he goes on to say, but he's also doing it for his own benefit because he wants to get there, he has to make the return trip. He has to make the return trip with other issues. Every situation is different. But let's discuss the situation, one way trip. Let's discuss, for argument's sake, a one way trip. So the only issue over here is he's being marbe b'shviloi. It's not considered being marbe b'shviloi because if you would use the less amount of fuel, we would reach our destination, it might take a little bit longer. Now that he's eating more, it's for his own benefit to reach quicker. Didn't come onto this head to the Beis Yitzchak. When it came to the trolleys, he didn't come onto this leniency. Now this is, you can use this yisod in many situations. Like, let's make the elevator. You tell me the elevators depends on how much weight. The more weight, then things are going to be different. So what would happen if you would not have that additional weight? Well, how would the elevator operate without you? The fact that there's more electricity being used, does that really make a difference in the big picture of things? Here is a svara. Obviously, every single situation has to be evaluated differently.
But if the elevator, it's a computer, should make a decision.
Okay, so it also.
Right, so if it is a display, that might be.
There might be another heter. The other.
No display, you don't see anything.
Okay, I don't know. Every situation obviously is different.
You have a problem.
Yeah.
When you go on a flight.
Yeah.
When it lands.
Yeah.
The airline pays per passenger.
Okay.
For example, if you come and land at Kennedy, let's say they're charging $25 a head. In your ticket, $25 for each person to land for Kennedy. If you land at Newark, they only pay $18 a head. Uh-huh. That's why the flight to Newark is fully paid. So if you're going anywhere and you're landing on Shabbos, they're charging on Shabbos the airline to pay for you.
It's Bahavla. It's not that's a Mecha Chamemka. That's Mecha Chamemka issue. Okay, these are all very interesting issues. Okay, we're going to stop here. Let's stop over here. Yeah, yeah.
The Imperial House on Ocean and Isle.
Yeah.
They have an elevator that set the shop.
It's good, it's fine. Fine, it's fine.
People use that. Then there are people who then lawmen.